Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for the record?
Justin Daniel Garrett, and 32590.
Okay, Mr. Garrett, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left, your right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left, you have Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning, sir. Also with us this morning, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. I think you can see Mr. Turner up on the screen now. Mr. Garrett, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification letter that notified you and advised you of this board's hearing today, sir. You recall receiving and signing that form?
I did.
Okay. On that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I was representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Garrett, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, sir, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Garrett. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Reborn, 2546 West Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 10, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. It says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Garrett, is that true or false?
I did leave the halfway house. I came back late, and they were refusing entry back into the house.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to go ahead and mark that as true that you did leave the house and came back late. I give you an opportunity when we go into phase two to further explain that, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, well, based on the admission, Mr. Garrett, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse, into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal or Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garrett, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing, as I said before. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We want to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer here, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information in the warrant and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you think is relevant to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Garrett was released from ADC custody on 11/7/2018. And arrested on 11/29/2018 by Tempe Police Department. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11/29/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 5/27/2019 with 19 abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, commitment A, count 2, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. 2016, commitment B, count 2, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2007, disorderly conduct, Arizona fined, has a GB score of G1, V2.
Okay, so Mr. Garrett, I see that when you were released, you were approved to stay at Reborn at 2546 West Orangewood. Bronco requests you approve to live at Vivay. That was your next address. Then it says that you didn't have any employment during that period of time. But why did you leave Vivay? So I think you were going to explain that earlier.
Right. I had missed my curfew one day, and they refused to get me back to the program. They basically kicked me out of the program, and I was out of residence. I asked them several times if I could come back over a period of a couple of days, and they wouldn't let me back in.
So why did you miss
the curfew? I had messages with my parole officer. I sent them text messages. But I was in, I guess I was being transferred from one parole officer to another because they were initially going to have me stay at Vibra, but I ended up staying at Reborn, and so they were migrating my case to another parole officer or something like that. And I never received any other communication from my parole officer since after I reported.
Okay, according to the discharge letter from Reborn, so it looks like you missed your bed check on 11-10-2018 as well as 11-11-2018. Is that right?
Right.
So what time was bed check, sir?
I believe it was 11 o'clock or midnight.
And what time did you get back? Where were you?
I was in Tampa with a friend of mine, a girlfriend.
Okay, so were you out drinking or just having a good time or what?
I was just spending time with her.
Okay. So what time did you actually get back to the program?
I didn't return until the next morning.
Oh, okay. And you did that twice?
When I came back on, I think you said it was 11-10, they refused me to actually back to the house.
Okay. So, you weren't working. Did you work during that period of time? It doesn't show you were working.
I had secured a job through Reborn. They had a contract that they were working with. But when they kicked me out of the program, I wasn't able to work. So no, I wasn't working during that time. I was going out for 3 weeks.
Okay, so you were in Tempe with your girlfriend. Why didn't you contact your PO and try to get permission to stay with your girlfriend if you were staying there overnight?
I did send text messages and the voicemail for the PO and never received any response back.
Okay, let me just check with you. Does the note show anything, Mr. Turner?
No, there's no documentation showing that he contacted. The only contact, it says 11-14-2018. Parole officer returned a call to a number who turned out to be a Reborn resident. He stated the offender returned today at the halfway house, retrieved his property, and left. He used the resident's phone to call her.
Okay, that's the only notification that we have is and on file is that you called and you left a message from someone else's phone at Blueberry, and they didn't have any contact with you after that.
Right, after that there was no contact. I figured I was pretty much burned.
Okay. So how did you come in contact with the Tempe Police Department?
I was at a park early one morning. They stopped me and they ran my information. They came back with a little more.
Okay. All right, Mr. Garrett, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, so we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, sir. However, I need you to remain silent, okay, while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
When we finish our discussion, I will get back with you with the conclusion of the board's decision. The board's now going into discussion. Well, it appears Mr. Garrett was staying at B-Bay. He was late coming back a couple of times, which he stayed out all night twice, according to the letter from B-Bay that we have attached. And he says that he was in Tempe at his girlfriend's house. He was at a park in the morning and stopped by police. They ran a check on him and found out he had a warrant. He was absconded for 19 days. It does have a release date of May 27th of 2019. At this point, because of Mr. Gary's not coming back to B-Bay, stand out two nights in a row, I just don't see him being suitable to be re-released on community supervision. At that time, he absconded for 19 days, and we really have no idea what he was doing in that period of time that he was gone. He did make one attempt to contact his PO, however, there was no more efforts after that to contact the PO, so that's my opinion, how I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, I am then going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Garrett, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. O'Neill, and Dr. Wright. Okay. Mr. Garrett?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 27th of 2019. During this time, sir, you won't be on any parole with community supervision, and you won't have to report to a parole officer or have any community supervision. Therefore, sir, I would hope that while you're there, try to work with your CO3, come up with some programming and plan so that when you're released, sir, you won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement, and you'll never have to come back before this board again. So I want to thank you for taking the time, Mr. Garrett, to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you. Could you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes.